USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Fury sparked by George Floyd's death in Minneapolis spawned massive protests and chaos across the country last night into this morning. And in Minneapolis, demonstrators ignored a curfew. And Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said that the protests were initially peaceful, but now have turned toward wanton destruction and chaos, and has said that he will bring in the Minnesota National Guard.
I'm authorizing and talking to General Jensen to fully mobilize the Minnesota National Guard, an action that has never been taken in the 164-year history of the Minnesota National Guard. We will pull in assets, as we have been doing, and for those Minnesotans who are wondering, where are the fire trucks? Where are the police that are out there? The situation was so broad and the tactics were so bent on causing destruction that every single person we had mobilized, again, the largest in state history last evening, was engaged in that.
This is USA Radio News.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As unrest spreads across dozens of American cities, the Pentagon has now taken the rare step of ordering the Army to put several active-duty U.S. military police units on the ready to deploy to Minnesota, where the police killing of George Floyd sparked protests. Soldiers from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and Fort Drum in New York have been ordered to be ready to deploy within 4 hours if called. Soldiers in Fort Carson, Colorado, and Fort Riley, Kansas, have been told to be ready within 24 hours. The Bakersfield, California Police Department said they've arrested a man after he attempted to drive his SUV through a crowd of protesters, hitting two 15-year-olds and causing injuries. Police charged Michael Tran for attempted murder after the California man accelerated his SUV into the crowd. It appeared that Tran had driven by the protesters multiple times and even talked to some of them, potentially antagonizing them. 10 protesters were later arrested when some demonstrators began to throw bottles and attempted to block the roadway. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Workplaces will be dramatically changed by the lessons learned from the isolation caused by the coronavirus, and John Clemens reports.
In a survey taken by the Outplacement Service, Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, many workers believe they'll continue working from home.
We found that about 28% of companies are planning to make some of the jobs within their company permanently work from home going forward.
That is Andrew Challenger of Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, who also tells us companies have learned lessons about their employees.
Many companies are finding that they have been able to be quite productive during this period.
The commercial real estate market will soon be taking a big hit.
This is a nightmare scenario. You very well may see companies leaving those large office spaces.
This is John Clemens reporting.
Colin Kaepernick entered the national spotlight in 2016 when he kneeled during the national anthem and raised his fist to protest racial inequality. Now, as people around the nation protest the death of George Floyd, Kaepernick is stepping in to help by establishing a fund to pay the legal fees for protesters in Minneapolis. The Know Your Rights campaign announced Kaepernick's partnership. A Twitter post from the group said that the fund seeks to support the freedom fighters on the ground and that their work is in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Minneapolis. The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback tweeted about the fund, saying, "In fighting for liberation, there's always retaliation. We must protect our freedom fighters." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.